This audio file is brought to you by Financialize.com. A no-cost loan is financing that borrowers can get at no cost. However, some financial institutions impose charges such as notary and recording fees, appraisal, settlement, and escrow fees. Some banks also require title insurance. Apart from additional fees, financial institutions charge higher rates of interest. Borrowers make larger monthly payments instead of a lump sum upfront. The rate is usually 5-8 or 1-2 percentage points higher than that of other loans. A no-cost loan is a good option when it comes with a short repayment period, and interest rates are expected to go down. Homeowners who plan to sell a real estate property within a couple of years usually opt for this type of loan. It is also a good choice for borrowers who intend to refinance. It is best to avoid no-cost mortgage financing if you will be making payments over the next 15 or 30 years. Go for a loan with a full cost rate if the interest rate is low and going up. When it comes to savings, the amount you will save depends on the interest rate and closing costs. You may pay between $3,500 and $4,000 in closing costs, and this includes title, processing, and underwriting fees. Charges such as title, appraisal, and other fees are usually rolled into the balance. One way to save money is to find a no-cost loan with no prepayment penalties. This will allow you to pay back a portion of the balance earlier and save on interest charges. Some financial institutions also offer rebates after borrowers pay the closing costs. The bank may offer rebates in the form of escrows or extra credit. The rebates vary based on market conditions, interest rate, loan amount, and other factors. When shopping for a loan, contact your local credit union, bank, and mortgage brokers. Financial institutions structure their closing costs in different ways. The way the closing costs are structured will help you to determine whether a no-cost loan works for you. Ask financial institutions whether the closing costs include survey, recording, and attorney fees. Other fees to inquire about are transaction stamps, title service costs, and mortgage application fees. Appraisal fees, for example, are fees for an independent assessment intended to determine the value of your real estate property. The fees vary depending on the price and size of the home. Title service costs may be part of the closing costs as well. Sellers usually cover title services, insurance, and title search. Some lenders also require that a consultant or engineer inspects the property's structural condition, including the water supply of the property. Financial institutions also require a termite inspection. If the down payment is between 5 and 20%, many banks also require private mortgage insurance. This insurance policy protects financial institutions in case of default. Borrowers can cancel the insurance if they have excellent credit, make timely payments, and reach 20% home equity. Finally, when assessing whether a no-cost loan is a good option, check whether the closing costs include prorate homeowner association dues, mortgage application fees, brokerage commission, and home warranties. This type of loan is not cheap because closing costs are complex. Yet, no-cost mortgages are an option for people who don't have enough cash to pay all fees up front. Waiving the closing costs is one way to refinance or take out a loan. This audio file is brought to you by Financialize.com.